broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
No music again?
Yeah, you're right.
What's Johnny? Can we do late night?
Probably. If Chuck was here, he could do it.
It's unbelievable. The show's falling apart.
We're losing it.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, 8:06 Wednesday night. What a great time. The night before opening day.
Opening day.
Me and you've had a couple opening day experiences. Went down to the opening day a few times. There's nothing better.
Always fun.
Yeah, it is. But the Philly Market's parade is gone. They don't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because of COVID. But the Reds open up tomorrow, the Indians opened up this week, Fee, and we had a nice W, opener versus Salina.
Absolutely. Big game for the Indians. We actually came about one inning away from having an absolute perfect game.
Yeah.
We played a really, really good six innings, and our pitching was phenomenal. Dylan was spot on. He kept them no runs. I don't know, a couple hits, I think. Not too bad. But
yeah.
Defensively, I thought we made some really nice plays. Brock Deuce was fabulous down at third base. Just what we wanted. I mean, came out. We hit the ball pretty good. We had a couple timely hits by
Kendrick Wendell had the first big one, and then Landon Post
had a shot over to the right side. Yep. Hit the ball good. And then Kendrick came back up and drove in a couple more later and another big hit out to the fence.
Yeah, that was a great start for the Indians, and we're going to talk about Indians baseball, and we'll talk about the girls' softball team as they start out with a doubleheader sweep at Delphus Jefferson. But first, we're going to talk to the Hall of Famer, Mr. Hal McCoy.
Yes,
Fee, we love to talk to Hal. And
great guy.
And yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure this will be interesting how many opening days this is for Big Hal.
He's seen a bunch.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Going back, Hal McCoy, Hall of Fame sports writer, Dayton Daily News.
Used to be, yeah.
Used to be, yeah.
Yep. We'll be right back right after this.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk four patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market. The best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Fort Recovery baseball team is having an apparel sale. Here's a great opportunity to show your support for the program by getting some items featuring Fort Recovery baseball. Fleece blankets, carry-all totes, stadium seats, jerseys, long and short sleeve t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and more, with most clothing items available in women's, men's, and youth sizes and styles. Get your order form from any of the players or at Purple Post. Pick out what you want and return it by Thursday, April 8th. You can send it with your student to the school office or drop it off at the Purple Post. Be sure to show your support for the team this season with your own official Fort Recovery baseball apparel. Again, you can get your order form now from any player or at the Purple Post. Be sure to return it to the school or the Purple Post by Thursday, April 8th. Thanks for supporting our Fort Recovery baseball program.
Hey,
box and we like to froze to death.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by legendary writer for the Daily News, Hal McCoy. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing wonderful.
We're doing great. It's opening day, how many are you going to be able to make it down tomorrow?
Be number 48.
48.
We're just talking about how many have you been to. 48.
Yeah, 48. I keep telling people I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right.
You're right. Well, it's going to be an interesting red season, and I, for one, I'm very optimistic. Now, I know that we've got a lot of flaws, and, you know, we batted 212 last year, but let's talk a little bit about your thinking here. You know, we opened up against the Cards, the Reds. Last time the Reds opened up against the Cards, I think it was 2014, and we got beat 1-0. But I hate the Cardinals, and that's a great opener to me.
It is a good opener.
Yeah. They're talking about the whiny little birds.
Yeah, that's right. What are you thinking here? Have you followed much on the – have you went out – did you go to Arizona at all?
No, did not go to Arizona. There's no reason to go because you can't interview the players anyway, and everything is done by Zoom, so I can stay home and do that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the wins and losses were not good. You know, they always say, throw out spring training, but I always go back to what Davey Johnson and Dusty Baker always said. You like to play about 500 in spring training. You know, you're getting people ready to play, and you're looking at other players who may or may not make the team. But you don't want to establish a losing attitude, and that's kind of bad when they go 8-19. You like to see a few more wins in the win column.
Absolutely. I noticed you were talking about getting positions, getting ready in the springtime. Reds made a nice big move there, didn't they, to bring Suarez over to shortstop and kind of move guys around? And what do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I thought they should have done it last year. I mean, I even proposed that last year, but they don't ever listen to me.
Can't believe it.
When they brought Moustakas in, he's a normal, natural third baseman.
Yep.
When they brought Suarez in from Detroit, he was a natural shortstop. And instead, you know, they brought in Freddie Galvis, and he gave him 1 year, and then he's gone. I mean, they could have done this last year and had Suarez in his natural position and Moustakas in his natural position, and fill in with somebody at second base, which is what they're going to do this year. They're going to start rookie Jonathan India, and I look for some big things from him. I like what I see out of him. Mm. So finally, they're doing what I would like to have seen them do a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. India just hit a home run. I seen in the scrimmage their game just going on right now. The Reds made the postseason last year for the first time since 2013, and they got a wild card berth. It was, you know, when you look at some of the things that this team was flawed, they batted 212. They really, in a postseason, really look bad against the Braves. Mm. So there's some weaknesses. But I like the lineup. Now, I know we lost a lot of starting pitching, but when you look at it, how is there cause for optimism?
Well, yeah, there is in the fact that, you know, pretty much it's going to be the same lineup other than India is going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the back of the baseball cards of some of the guys that they brought in, like Moustakas and Castellanos. Those guys are better than what they showed last year. And if they just can play to the numbers on the back of their baseball cards, should have a good year. And, they brought in Shogo, and he's not going to be playing yet because he's on the injured list. But he didn't have a good year either. But he was just kind of getting acclimated to the American way of life and American baseball. And, hopefully that he can show what he did in Japan. And, yeah, there is some reason to be optimistic about the lineup. I'm more concerned about the pitching because last year it was so strong, and this year they've lost Trevor Bauer, and they lost Anthony DeSclafani, and so far they're plugging them in with guys named Jeff Hoffman and Jose De Leon, and that doesn't bode too well. So I'm a little bit concerned about the starting pitching. The top half with Luis Castillo and Sonny Gray is pretty doggone strong. You don't know what you're going to get out of Wade Miley. Sometimes he can be great. Sometimes he can be awful. Mm-hmm. So if you can get that rotation straightened out, there's a chance they can do some good.
I see you were talking about the top two with Sonny Gray. He's starting out a little bit hurt. Have you heard anything? How long is it going to be before he's ready to go?
Yeah, they're still being kind of quiet about that. You know, they originally said maybe a week into the season, but they have not said much recently. I know he's thrown a few bullpen sessions, so we just have to wait and see when they'll be able to plug him in, because he's certainly very important to that rotation.
It's going to be interesting when you look at coming off a year where they play 61 games to now going to play a full season. The pitching, is it going to last? How many of these kids are they going to bring up from AAA? It's going to be a rotation to me, the last two spots in that for the Reds. I think you're right with Castillo. I think you're right with Gray, and I think I like Molly, but after that, I think it's going to be a lot of different pitchers.
Who knows?
Yeah, they're going to have to keep plugging them in, and hopefully that they can find lightning in the bottle, and somebody will step in there and do the job, because you can't go 2 days with good starting pitching and then get beat up for 3 days. So they need to shore that thing up, and it's going to be a lot of different faces we're going to see in there, and hopefully one or two can step up and do the job.
Senzel's had a nice spring. You talk about guys we got to get lightning out of. He's one of them.
Senzel could be a superstar in this league, but the trouble is he spends more time in the infirmary than he does on the ball field. he's always hurt.
Yeah,
it's because because he hustles. He plays hard, but he always comes up with injuries. I mean, he had one in spring training already, but no, he's recovered and ready to play. And just cross your fingers that he's able to gonna play an entire season without visiting the trainer so often.
How about Joey Votto? He's back from his COVID. He's coming off a year where last year he had 11 homers in only 60 games. So, he's always tweaking his swing. He says he feels comfortable. He says he's ready to go. And we need another solid year from Joey.
Yeah, he's on the downside of his age, and you have concerns about that when he's 37 years old. But he had a terrible season up until September of last year. He finally came out of that peekaboo crouch and straightened up a little bit and started hitting the ball and starting putting the ball in play and showing a little more power there in September. And if he can carry that over and if he can stay healthy and have a good year, that would be awesome, because they have him plugged in again at the number three spot in the batting order, and that's pretty doggone important.
Yeah, well, it is. I agree it is. Your bullpen this year, you got Amir Garrett as your closer. You happy with that one?
I like what I've seen of him. I mean, there's not a fiercer competitor in the league, as we all saw when he challenged the entire Pittsburgh dugout to a fight, and nobody would come out and challenge him. I don't blame him. But right now, he only pitched a few innings in spring training, and I think he faced 12 batters and struck out like 10 of them. But he didn't have a whole lot of work this spring because he was hurt earlier in the spring. So they're going to go by committee as far as a closer early in the season. But I would not be surprised if he would step up and be the closer by himself by the end of the year. I know they got a couple other guys that are going to plug in there according to the situations and matchups and things of that nature. But he should be the man.
When you talk about 48 opening days, and as we get older, we get a little more, we get a little softer, we get a little more sentimental. Do you still get the goosebumps on opening day? And it's sure going to be nice to see folks back in that stadium.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Number one, baseball is back, and number two, it's not going to be studio baseball like it was last year. With the pumped-in fan noise and the cardboard cutouts in the stands, even though they're going to start the season They're only going to allow 13 or 14,000 in Riverfront Stadium, but that's still a good number, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun to see it. And yeah, absolutely. You know, I always tell people that I love three things. I love baseball, I love writing, and I love to travel. And I got to do all three and got paid for them.
That's a pretty good gig.
yeah, that's a pretty good gig. I already told my wife someday I was going to get a real job, but I never did.
But, so how, what's your...
Yeah, I still love opening day, especially in Cincinnati where it's a local holiday, and I know a lot of pomp and circumstance, and it's just a real thrill to see it every year.
So thinking back of 48 years, you got a complete memory that's one of your favorites about opening day?
Oh, gee. You know, like I say, 48 of them, there's a lot of them. Probably my first one would be in 1973, and that was a team that won the division and lost to the Mets in the playoffs with the Pete Rose, Buddy Harrelson,
yeah.
Bruja. But that was my first one. That was pretty special.
How about so?
The year that they acquired Joe Randa to play third base, and he hit a walk-off home run on opening day to end the game. And same thing with catcher Ramon Hernandez. The first year they brought him in, he hit a home run to win the game on opening day. So a lot of great memories. And, of course, the saddest memory of all was the day umpire, John McSherry, died of a heart attack at home plate. That was just a catastrophe. And
well, it was.
The funny one that I remember was 1998 when Pokey Reese was making his debut at shortstop, and he made four errors on opening day. And Marty Schott had brought the elephants from the Cincinnati Zoo in to make a parade around the ballpark before the game. And after the game, Pokey said, "The way I played, instead of being at shortstop, I should have been behind the elephants with a trash bag, but I probably would have missed."
Drop that.
Yeah, Pokey had a tough game. So let's and you know, we got a lot of people listening, and people just, you know, they love Hal McCoy.
Absolutely.
Let's go with your day tomorrow. When do you get down to the stadium, and you know, how does that work for you?
Well, I get down to the stadium usually about 4 or 5 hours before game time, so tomorrow would be about noon, and go up to the press box and get set up. And normally you would go down in the clubhouse and mingle with the players and do some interviews and that, but that's not possible this year because we can't have one-on-one contact with the players. So we will be in the press box, and they will do interviews via Zoom. So then we stay in the press box and watch the game, and after the game, same deal. They will do the post-game interviews with Zoom, and write my story, and probably get home about midnight or so. But
big
it's
day.
A little bit different with the it's a little bit different from previous years with the COVID protocols. But it's still wonderful to be back and working and covering baseball
for sure.
So, will you see Marty tomorrow?
Marty, I talked to Marty on the telephone today, and he's not going to be there. He's staying away from the ballpark as much as he can. He said he's had his fill of it. He's had enough, and he's going to enjoy the rest of his life. He's taking a lot of vacations and spending a lot of time with his wife, Amanda.
Hmm. Well, good for that guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
You look at the league this year in the Central, and the Central stayed pretty pat other than the Cardinals sign Arriondo. Do you think that they're probably the favorites to win the Central? And where do you put the Reds at?
Yeah, I picked the Cardinals to win. I think the Reds have a very good chance of finishing second, but I think it's going to be a battle. Probably it's going to be real close between them and Milwaukee and the Cubs. The Cubs have lost quite a bit, but I think probably the Reds might be a little better than they are. So I think the Reds are probably battle with Milwaukee, who's added some good players for second place. And of course, the Pirates this year belong in AAA. They just got rid. They got rid of every major league player they had. So, but it's wide open. And you know, the Cardinals did add Arenado, and they have pretty good pitching. And still got Yadier Molina behind home plate.
Goldschmidt.
So they're pretty strong. Goldschmidt at first base. Yeah, they're going to be they're going to probably be the favorite to win the division.
I seen the Pirates release Todd Frazier. Reds have an interest?
I don't think so. No, that would be nice. The Todd father is very popular in Cincinnati, but I don't think they're interested in bringing him back. And the Pirates didn't release Frazier. He took his out. He had an out in the contract that if he didn't want to stay and didn't look like he was going to make the team, he could leave, and he chose to opt out.
Yeah, I'm fired up for tomorrow. Reds, and I love, you know, one of my favorite parts of tomorrow is turn on WLW right away and listen to all the highlights over the years. It just gives me goosebumps when I do that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I go back 47 years, and I've had people always ask me my favorite things, and I said, "Well, you got all day." I could talk on all day on all the things that I've seen. Yeah, talk about all the things I've seen and all the things I've been privileged and honored to do.
Well, it is a privilege and an honor for us to interview you.
Absolutely.
And we, one of our favorite things to do is talk Reds baseball with Hal McCoy.
Baseball with Hal. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. And, you know, anytime you want me to fill some time for you, I'm available.
Sounds good,
great, buddy.
Hey, good luck for the Reds tomorrow. Right, safe travels. Okay. And
bring us
and,
home a win.
That's
Al.
Right.
All right. We'll see what happens. Take care, guys.
See ya. Right, we'll come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for just $15,900. Also available is a 1999 Pontiac Bonneville SE with keyless entry, power steering, local trade with 111,000 miles on it for just $3,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here are the baseball and softball games coming up this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to South Adams to take on the Lady Starfires. On Friday, they'll have their home opener hosting Mississinewa Valley, and you can hear the game live on Fort Recovery Radio with Jill Ranley and Joe Kanapke. It can be heard by going to our Fort Recovery Radio website and clicking on Sports Stream 2. On Saturday, the girls will host Lima Bath at 1 p.m. Then at 2, the boys will host the always tough Crestview Knights. Bob and Dave will bring you all of that action live. Softball and baseball this week. Get out to as many games as you can this year, but if you just can't get there in person, you can hear most of the games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out. Andrew Miley, listening down at Reed Hospital. Works with my daughter Sam, and he's a big Hal McCoy and Reds fan.
Is that right?
Sam got him on the TuneIn app.
Awesome.
And he was on Fort Carry Radio, and he's going to listen tonight, so I would give him a shout out.
Gotta have a shout out.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening, Andrew.
Hospital workers, is he a nurse, or do you know what he is? Don't know what I'm hearing. Oh, I think I got there again.
What you got going on?
Well, we're still talking to Hal.
Yeah, we're still talking to Hal.
Hal's taking a big duke. We're listening in on it.
That probably wasn't what that was.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you listen to something else, or what you got going? You ain't even listening to me and Fee. You ain't even listening to us.
I didn't hear what you said.
That's right. Yeah, that was great. Always talking to baseball with Hal McCoy and Fee.
That guy has seen a lot of baseball.
48 years, 48 dude.
48 freaking years.
And, I got a text and from,
every time you said something, oh, yeah, I remember that. He's sharp. Photographic memory.
Yeah.
He's sharp.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember anything. And that guy's talking about 1973 when.
Yeah,
that was great. Mm. We got, I got a couple texts. Ed Rump.
Eddie.
He is attending his 40th opening day tomorrow.
Eddie?
40th?
I think I was there. The one opening day I was there, he had maybe his 30th or something because it was up on the board.
Yeah, that's right.
It was up on the board. Yep. Eddie Rump. I remember seeing
Ed
that.
Ed Rump, New Bremen, Ohio. So congratulations, Eddie.
That a boy, Eddie. Keep your streak alive, baby.
Vernie Eichenhauer is one of those. Didn't Vernie like go to Vernie, like
1,000 of them?
Yeah.
He used to go a lot.
Him and I'm trying to think of who Vernie's crew was that went. Buzz Hall.
Yeah, probably.
Cy Grubinoff. Remember Cy?
Yeah, I remember Cy Grubinoff.
And Ed B, because they went every opening day.
I don't remember him going to the games. I know who he was.
Well, I got a Vernie story for you.
Okay.
So, my brother Mike would always get tickets from Vernie. He'd give him his four seats. He'd always ask me, go to a game. So, Mike would always pick a game out, you know. And so, Mike picks out the game, and Pete Rose breaks the all-time hit record. Vernie gave him tickets.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah.
Mike didn't take it.
Mike went. So Mike and Kathy and Tammy and Jenny went, and I'm over there crying.
41-92. Vernie said,
you're not going to take me with you? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Vernie's at home going, I can't believe I gave up
my seat. Best Reds game was I took Sam, and
I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing that can be.
It's something back.
There's
feet.
something going somewhere.
Hang up?
No, I've got his volume turned down, so he can hang up or not hang up. It doesn't matter.
I think I hear Karen Myring's voice.
This ain't back to the beginning.
I don't know.
There goes a truck.
Might be something on one of my...
This might be Insight.
One of my...
Haunting us.
Yeah.
It's opera house. From out,
it's Morvilleus.
Morvilleus?
Oh, yeah. Faye Morvilleus.
Who?
Faye.
That's her name?
Faye Hart, yeah.
I think she's walking around in here somewhere.
I think she's in this room. I'm half scared.
That would probably be correct if we were in the old studio.
Yeah, that's right.
I would.
My favorite Reds memory was I took Sam down when
they clinched.
Jay Bruce hit the home run.
They clinched that night, didn't they?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I was hugging and crying, and
that was a split second, wasn't it? You just said, "I'm going down."
Yeah, Sam had I picked her up at Wright State when she was at Wright State, and I picked her up, and by God, we went down there and we got nice tickets. I went up to the window and I said, "Give me your best two." And they said, "Well, we have these in the cushion seat, you know."
Yeah.
$70 a piece. Hell yeah, we'll go. You know how many times you take your kid down?
Exactly.
And it was just awesome.
Plus, that's a big one.
Yeah, that was best awesome. Best $140 I ever spent in my life.
Definitely worth it.
So the Indians get off to a good start, Fee, and we touched a little bit about it on before we talked to Hal, I'm sure Coach Kalp and Coach Feely and Coach Patch, you guys had to be pretty ecstatic after that one, I was really impressed with the way we come out.
I thought so, too. I thought we played pretty well, and you know, you never know. I mean, we had a few guys that didn't go out this year that we're kind of, you know, missed them a little bit. But, man, these kids are – the guys that are there, they're good. They're playing pretty well, and I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of brought us back to – I told you, we were one inning away from absolutely having a perfect game. And having that one inning, though, is such a good – you know, like Coach Kalp said, it's a learning thing. That you can't let off the gas. You know, you got to make sure you finish. You got to finish the games, and you know, just like that, blink of an eye, they score four runs in the top of the seventh. You know, we still won 9-4. We had a great game, but we got to make sure we take care of stuff.
Sure.
You know,
when you look at the way it's set up, and now we play a good Crestview team, Saturday at 2 o'clock game. It'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Me and Calpy will have that on.
Yep.
And a chance to go to 2-0 and you get Dan Patch back.
Yeah. I think Dan threw a few hitters just to see what he's going to feel like. He said he felt great, and I think he's wanting to throw a few innings anyhow on Saturday. So we'll probably do by committee. I would say the first few games is going to be that way, you know. So, but like I said, we had Dylan Evers came out of the gate nice.
Did we plan to let him pitch as long as he could?
Or? We had a pitch count. Basically, we kind of thought to ourselves we wanted to keep him with 60, 70 pitches, and he went right at 70, I think. So he wanted to keep going. I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Well,
it's early. Don't do that.
Yeah, better not.
Yeah.
We're already in control.
So we're announcing, and you know how I always say, shoot us a text.
Yeah.
Well, Grandpa was driving back from Missouri.
Yeah.
And he got a speeding ticket.
every time Dylan would get a strike, his foot goes down a little farther. He'd go at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was great.
That is great.
That was one of our highlights.
Coming across I-70.
Just got a ticket, boys. Yeah.
Ralph was one of the best people in the world.
Yeah,
he's a great, great guy.
When you look at the program as a whole, what a start. I think your JV team's 3-0.
Came out of the gate fast, and I think we on Saturday we played Rushi, I believe, and thumped them pretty good the first game, and then came back and had a close with the second game. And I know Troy Homan, he pitched one game. He looked good. He pitched well. So, and then they came back and played Salina on Monday and got them too. So, yeah, great start for them. And we've got about four or five kids down there that are pitching that I think you're going to see them at the varsity level. You know, I would think they'll come in and help us out if we ever get low on pitching, because there's some pretty good kids down there.
The Deuce kid come in and he had some trouble throwing strikes. He throws hard, and
he does.
He didn't look like he was scared or anything like that. He had a hell of a curveball, too.
Yeah, and then the Wyatt Ben pitched, I think, the Salina game. He pitched really well, kept him in the game. And Troy can throw. Troy's a good pitcher. Like I said, that JV team's they're a nice squad, too.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. And folks, if you get a chance, get down there and watch Indians. Saturday afternoon will be a great time.
Be a beautiful day.
65 degrees and sunny.
Yep.
And, you know, if you can't listen to us, get down here and watch Indian baseball. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk girls softball. Indians 2-1 off the season. For Recovery Radio, presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 11th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only, and the dinners are only $8 each and are available from any of the firemen. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick lunch during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 11th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley on the north side of the fire hall and they'll bring them to you. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 11th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
Love the Fireman Chicken Dinner.
Hey, you need some tickets.
I need tickets. Ivan, hook me up,
brother. Ivan, get him lined up there,
Kim,
brother.
Kimby?
Chuck?
Somebody, hook me up.
They got great chicken.
They do.
Yep.
Some chickens.
It's always my favorite because it's usually about the first one you get.
Oh, I'll take one of those. That guy's MVP, butterscotch.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Rocker.
That'll help your peanut breath.
Oh, I got terrible peanut breath right now. Beer nuts.
If you don't quit rustling those that paper.
Oh, you sure heard him. Right, he's got his headphone on.
That wasn't there. It was right where you were doing yours.
For two innings, this is what we heard.
It was double wrapped, but it was you were the only one.
Couldn't get her open.
I went back and listened to the.
That's when Ralph got his ticket.
I went back and listened. I couldn't hear it.
Ralph was in a rage. We're back here at Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee and Rocker. Rocker, how you tonight, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good, good. And McNeil behind the boards. How you doing, Spencer?
I'd be better if Chuck was back here.
You always say that, but you're always here. You're the MVP. Yeah. You're the stud. Well, Chuck quit on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
he's good. Gotta pay him more.
He's got, yeah.
He's on strike.
Yep.
Pay him.
What's the big bucks?
Yep.
Quit taking all the money.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
This just in, all Fort Recovery athletic events canceled for tomorrow.
Mm.
All Fort Recovery athletic events canceled.
It's going to be a little chilly.
There was supposed to be a track meet, wasn't there?
Yep.
Might have been.
Home track meet, off.
Gone.
Varsity baseball, off.
Weather related?
Well, baseball wasn't going to have one anyway, but softball. Have one. Oh, okay.
They're going to play
the Reds.
Play the Reds. Who? What'd you say?
Was it weather related?
It's supposed to be 30 tomorrow.
Too sunny.
Yep, too sunny.
But you should be able to have track in the cold.
Yeah, you got to suck it up.
Yeah, I'll
be cramping up wide open. I'll be cramping, hurting.
Cramping the cold?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You have no idea. You ever run the cold?
Oh, yeah.
You liar.
Yeah, bad.
Went down to the park last night. Beautiful night last night. Gorgeous.
It was nice.
There was only 10,000 people down there last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's fighting over the swim pool park.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
The pool park.
Pool park.
Yep. Pool park.
Yep.
I must say there's right at 10,000.
Actually, it's community park. Everybody calls it the pool park.
Community park, that's
community
it.
Community park is the actual name of it.
That's the official name.
Mm-hmm.
So, was it elbow to elbow on the Big P walking trail?
Yeah, there might have been 10 people in there. There was 106 on the swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I had to throw one kid in the suplex.
Sorry, really? So your kids can get in?
Some of my grand kids. they got that rock wall.
Yeah.
They just go up there, huh?
They love it. Oh, yeah.
You fall, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
History. Even that rubber mat ain't going to save you.
Oh, yeah, it'll save you.
Saves you?
Good stuff, yeah.
Jesus.
Can't get hurt.
Huh?
Can't hurt them.
Can't come out.
You land on it, bounce right back up to the top.
Right back to the top.
It is pretty soft.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, I don't know.
First time I walked on it, I thought there's something wrong with it.
You thought something's broke?
Yeah.
The girls softball team got off to a good start, a doubleheader sweep fee on Saturday. They opened up Delphus Jefferson and a couple blowout wins.
Big wins, yeah. I think Ryan was kind of fired up, I think. He has to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
He's got a young squad this year, but he's got a great leader in Brenna.
Yep.
You know, she's the only senior, and I think she'll lead him. She'll lead him as best she can, and it sounds like he's got some... A couple girls got some pop in their bats.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's got two or three pitchers. I think he was pretty excited about that, too. So,
and then
that'll be fun year for him.
Yeah, and they start out 2-0. Then they went down to Anzonia on Tuesday night, or might be Monday night.
Monday, yeah.
And they got beat to a good Anzonia team. I talked to Michelle Homan, and she said we had a lot of errors. She said we probably had... She thought they had six runs starting out on four Indian errors. So,
ooh, that's not good.
I didn't get a chance to look at or get any stats from Ryan. He usually sends them to me. But, Neil, did you get anything on that or not?
No.
No. So, the girls are 2-1. Boys are 1-0. JV's 3-0. And we're back in action on Saturday. I think the girls might play Friday. And that game is going to be on Fort Recovery Radio. Correct, McNeil?
Yes. At home?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Friday at home?
Yes.
And Big Joe Kanapke and Jill Randall. Jill Randall's going to bring that to you on Fort Recovery Radio.
That's perfect.
Absolutely, that's perfect.
As of right now, it's going to be on our It's called Sports Stream 2, which you would go to your the FortRecoveryRadio.com on your computer and click Sports Stream 2. I don't think we can do it on the TuneIn app on your phone.
Can't.
But you can go on your phone and go to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Since we're not doing a... We were planning it that way because we were trying to get a baseball game for that same night so we'd be able to do both at the same time. But I think we may go ahead and put it on the regular stream. But either way, it'll be...
Definitely be on.
Yeah, it'll be good. On, and we've got a couple of things we have to work out to get that set up right. But Chuck's working on that.
Chuck will get her done.
Chuck always gets it done.
He never comes up here.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really like you. I think that's what he told me. Yeah.
You think he just has no use for
it?
He
don't like
it
anymore.
He said when Fee does the show by himself, I'll be up.
How about Rocker? Derek Rocker?
Yeah, yeah.
Likes Rocker.
Yeah.
Huh.
Likes everybody but Bob.
How about your
Bob
Final Four? Time. Final Four, happy?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, this is Sports Talk. Don't come up here with nothing in the
study.
Tank.
Study a little bit before you come up.
Just say Gonzaga, and that's all you have to say.
That is a
I want
good
you to
bet.
Name two of the four teams in the Final Four.
I'm going to go with Michigan. Okay, that's out.
So now you can go with the team they played.
We don't know. We got to get. You can do this. Know. We are not. This. We are on the air till you get to two of the four.
Oh, God.
I got my alarm clock set for 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Here we go. Number two. Name one. Let's go.
Obviously, Gonzaga, apparently.
Okay, you got one. Good job. Come
all
on.
All right, you're in.
And my mic's not on, so that helps.
What?
Kentucky?
No, they didn't quite make it.
Didn't matter.
Come on, let's go.
So down.
North Carolina?
You got a cold?
No.
Just got this.
You sound like a sexy.
He's talking.
He's kind of got a sexy kind of a...
I'm going to go with maybe Villanova.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What else we got? No.
Okay, let's face it. The coverage on this has not been the best.
What?
Over the last few years.
It's on. Every game's on. You can watch every game...
Don't pass the buck, Hoss.
It might not be on at Brick Street Tavern.
Where's your phone at?
Because you guys always sit there and watch MASH.
One of the biggest.
I do like MASH.
I like MASH, but you can't hear it. You're just watching it.
College basketball.
Can't ever hear it in there.
One of the biggest ones. What's one of the biggest college that won 10 straight national championships?
UCLA. Apparently.
Bingo!
UCLA. What happens when the fog lifts in California?
It's called smog?
UCLA.
Oh.
UCLA.
UCLA. That's pretty good, ain't it?
Yeah, that was really
shot right over his head there.
You worked 10 minutes for that joke, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's waiting on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you for real.
Did you watch the end of that game last night, Bobby?
I did not.
Good Lord.
I watched it on SportsCenter today.
Eight straight misses at the end, and they're down by two.
Could you imagine if you're a Michigan fan?
Oh, that was bad.
I was actually rooting for him.
I was, too.
I still couldn't.
Couldn't do it?
No.
I gave him a little.
I could root for anybody else on the Big Ten, but couldn't.
They never scored the last 4 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
Missed they the had last pretty good eight shots.
Couldn't make nothing.
Oh, that would just be heartbreaking. EJ Liddell says, "I'm going pro, boys."
He's had it.
He's gonna test the waters with it.
That's right, because you can do that with
any, yeah.
If you ain't a lot of, if you ain't, they're not saying you're not big. Get back down there.
Musa Jala is going. He's transferring.
Gazoon type.
Gazoon type.
That's a big name. That
Musa Jala.
Yeah, that's a long name.
Megan. It's a Megan.
You are a record.
If it takes three wads of phlegm to pronounce your name, it's time to, might want to change. Think about changing your name.
Musa, M-U-S-A, Jala, J-A-L-L-O.
Musa Jala.
No clue, do you?
Mussajello.
That's how you spell it.
Except for the Jello part. He made that.
J-A-L-L-O. Mussajello. Oh,
oh. Jala.
Not exactly LeBron, but okay.
Well, he's not Dikembe Mutombo. Mukamba Jean-Jacques Wamutombo. That's Dikembe Mutombo's full name.
What is it?
Dikembe Mutombo, Palombo Mukamba, Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
Wamutombo.
I will bet you $5 zillion that is not his
real. Wamutombo.
If it is, you're unbelievable.
I'm telling you, that's the truth.
One more tumba.
What's your middle name?
Wayne.
Randy, what's your middle name?
Wade.
Wade?
Yes.
Randy Wade Bonvillain. You was a Wade before your day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of Wades.
Nope.
Well, the Randy part, I could thank Mom for that, unfortunately.
Why? You don't like being Randy?
No, that part's okay. It's just why it came about.
Who?
Dikembe Mutombo, Palombo Mukamba, Jean-Jacques Wamutombo. Right? Is that what that says, Bob?
He's pretty close.
Holy crikey.
That's a great name.
A big name.
It is. No wonder he shortened it to Dikembe Mutombo.
That's an awesome commercial.
That is funny. Yeah. He is a neat guy.
Yeah, he is. Did you see where the... first of all, congrats to Allie Vaughn, who got honorable mention All-State.
Yeah, I seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Allie, heck of a job, kiddo. I'm proud of you.
Great career.
Yeah. And did you see where Fort Laramie had one girl on the third team,
one girl,
and one girl honorable mention,
and they annihilated everybody,
and the average margin of victory was 46 points.
You think they could have got a
goal? And their average margin of victory in tournament was 39.
Jeez.
And they had one girl on third team and one honorable mention. Might be two or second team or whatever it was.
Well, I guess that means that was a hell of a team instead of having individuals.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
Who votes for it?
Yeah.
I believe that was AP, but that might have been coaches. I don't know which one that one was. I don't know how that... yeah.
You'd think you'd at least take a look at the teams at one state.
Well...
And then when you say, wait a minute, you won every game by 30? You must be pretty good.
Yeah. I don't get it. They didn't do that.
Of course, they might have had nine girls averaging 13.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
Come on,
somebody's running that team.
Somebody.
And whoever it is shouldn't be third team.
I wouldn't think so.
They should be first or second, maybe. But somebody, one of those kids runs that team. Huh. And whether they score or not, that's first or second team for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you.
How about our, Dragons game next week? We're going to play at 5th-3rd again against Houston. I think it's a 4:30 game.
4:30 game, yep.
Mm-hmm. Playing the Astros?
Playing Saturday?
Absolutely. It's Friday. Friday at 4:30.
Friday, 4:30.
And there's a game after hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out early.
Friday at 4:30.
Yep.
Really?
Interesting.
Day Air Field. Day Air Ballpark is what it's called now. But you have to get the tickets online. They're only $6.
$6?
You have to get the tickets online. That link is on Fort Recovery Athletics Facebook page, but there's one of the ones that comes up that says Fort Recovery Athletics hasn't had anything on it since 2018.
Don't get on that one.
Probably don't want to use that one.
So it's one of the other ones when you see the newer stuff.
Yep.
That's on there. And the link is very simple. You know how simple it is? I was able to do it.
You did it.
Neil did it.
Yes.
That's big.
And we're going to give away a set of four tickets.
We're giving away a set of four tickets.
Right now.
Right four now. Days.
However you want to do them, Bob.
Hastings Hotline.
You got a trivia question? You want
No.
Anybody that's name starts with a T?
Here's the deal, if you're listening. 419-852-9201. Fee?
419-852-3599.
You text in the next 5 to 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
You're in the drawing for four tickets for next Friday's Fort Recovery Houston game.
I like it.
All right. If you text in and you want it, a lot of people are going to be able to go. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird time. It's kind of screwed up.
But it's worth going.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yep.
So let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We're going to talk about a lot of things right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners are 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and avoid the wait in line. Let Wayne Street Market be your solution this year for those busy Fridays during Lent.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-thru and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
I want to be the first act at the Morvilius Opera House.
There you go.
Bubba and Chester's karaoke?
No, I want to sing opera.
Opera?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I don't think
you
want to.
You can do it. You ready for this? Now listen to this. This is going to be good.
I'd go with my way, but...
No. Ready? Okay. Let me get the mic back.
So this will be good.
Yeah, so you don't break anything.
Because I always did this when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Practice opera?
Yeah. You ready for this?
I probably not, but go ahead.
Here we go. I gotta get my drink real quick. This is my... I want to be the first act.
Karen?
This is your audition, Karen.
Karen? Listen.
Karen? Is Karen think Karen's listening?
She
can get in the archives. Here we go. Ready?
No more Rice Krispies. We've run out of Rice Krispies.
What do you think?
That's pretty good, Bob.
Remember the commercial? The opera guy singing Rice Krispies?
No, but I think you did a great job. I don't remember. I didn't realize that you didn't make that up sitting at home with...
Are you serious? That's one of the old classic... Do you remember it,
right? Rice Krispies. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have a winner.
We got a winner?
We got a winner.
Awesome.
Well, not yet, because we have till 5 after.
That's right.
Yep.
So right now, Beck Werkamp...
She's got 4 tickets.
She got 4 tickets to the game next Friday.
Yep. These appear to be, they're in the second row, but it doesn't appear they're selling any in the first row. Between
COVID.
Between the first base, dugout, and home plate.
Well, there's
4 in a row.
4 in a row.
Yep.
So right now, we got 1 text. If you're interested,
text it, baby.
498-522-92, and we're giving away 4 tickets to the Indians.
Yep.
And the Houston Wildcats, Dayton Dragons. Next Friday at 4:30.
Yep. 4:30. Take off early. Go down. There's a great bar across the way.
Yep.
And we sat there one night.
Yeah.
Yep.
As Fee mentioned off the air, the tickets are $6, and our athletic department gets all $6.
Yeah, they get it all. So
really? So yeah. So that is good money maker.
Wow.
And it's a great thing. You know, it's just neat.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I always liked it, going down there.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
Yeah.
Except they treat us like kings.
Are you, Fort Recovery Radio will be there?
Yeah, I just got that, finished it today. It took a little bit to get all the, to catch the right
Here's
person.
What I'm going to do. You ready for this?
Yep.
What you got?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
I'm going to ask Hal McCoy to join us in a booth.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be neat?
That'd be beyond neat.
Yeah.
Crazy bastard might do it.
Oh, he might. He might drive right in.
He kind of likes us.
Yeah.
Why else would he interview? Let's talk to us.
We've actually spoken to him in person, so he knows what he's getting into.
Yeah.
Well, we bought 900 books when he came here.
Yeah.
He's never sold so many books in his life.
Biggest sale he ever had.
Fort Recovery was the greatest ever.
What was the name of his book? Red Report, Red.
I don't remember what it was, but it's Hal McCoy. I don't care what the name is.
Yeah.
If it says Hal McCoy, it's going to be awesome.
Red Report.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to be awesome.
Back Work Camp is down to 2 minutes for free tickets.
2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
How does she get beat out?
If someone else texts in, then we can put name in drawing.
Then we got Flipper. Flip the coin.
Right now, we're going to act like
so you're going to pick.
We're going to act like we had 17 names in there, and then we're going to pull Back Work Camp's name out.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's cheating.
Okay,
we have next week. We have a monster show.
Big show.
I mean, this is going to be.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
Bert
that.
Campanaris.
No,
Bert coming.
No, it's going to be Kirby.
It is Kirby. Our master show.
The master.
Oh, and we're giving away. Okay, it's going to be on tonight or tomorrow for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like and share.
Like
Mercer County Elks and Fort Recovery Radio is going to have a Facebook post. Like and share, and your name goes in a hat for a free state-of-the-art driver.
Driver.
And we're going to draw that next Wednesday at 9 o'clock right here on the air.
Everybody can use an extra driver.
Everybody who likes and shares this post from the Elks and Fort Recovery Radio is eligible to win. We're also giving away food
prizes.
Foods from the Mercer County Oaks 19th hole. We got carts. We got golf, green fees, hats. We got Masters trivia.
Yes.
And Kirby usually sits here and just gets wild drunk with us. And
yes.
It's usually
it's a great night.
A pretty good show.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, and we got guys answering. We got his trivia questions are too easy because it was answered like in no time at all.
2 seconds.
We're going to toughen him up this year.
Going to make it a little tougher.
Yep. We ain't going to be. He looks at it like at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
An hour before he's supposed to be on the air. No, Kirby. We're going to work at it this year. We're going to put a little time into it.
He's busy. It's a busy time of year for him.
We got to study.
They are busy. I will say that.
He will be next week. It's 70 degrees every day.
Oh, yeah.
Got to love it.
I'm ready.
I wonder, at my age,
could you golf?
Well, could he teach me how to golf, and does he have enough patience for that?
He could teach you how to golf, but he doesn't have enough patience.
I mean, there's...
How could you?
There are certain causes that are a little bit hopeless. I mean...
No.
See, you know, that's
listen,
great
golf. If you pay attention.
Because the last person to try to teach me how to golf hasn't spoken to me in quite a while.
You didn't hit him
in the nuts.
No. It wasn't that. It was just... poor Doug.
Doug
Miller.
Oh, well, he's not a golf pro.
I know, but he's the last one to try to teach me.
Well, Kirby's a golf pro.
Sliced a tree at the driving range in Portland.
Perfect. That's a hell of a story. We are giving away 4 tickets to Dayton Dragons, Fort Recovery Indians, Houston Wildcats, and the winner, Harold, is...
Back working.
All right, stop up here anytime.
I don't have the tickets.
What?
It has to be done through the phone.
What?
So you can text me at 419-852-0072, and I will put your name on those tickets.
Perfect.
I have to put a name on those tickets.
Right.
And a phone number that goes with it because it will be sent to your phone and that is your ticket.
That's your ticket.
So
modern technology is awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah, except I'm for the most part I'm too stupid to do
it. You got that.
But I did get it.
Did get it.
I did get the tickets.
You're learning.
That's big.
It really wasn't that tough.
You're savvy.
For me.
He's getting computer savvy.
For somebody that knows anything about technology, it'd be zero problems.
Yeah, they never,
for me, it was slight problems because I'm just too dumb to figure out how this can possibly happen.
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But anyway.
You think I got a shot at that opera thing?
Yes.
I'm thinking about
that. So far, you're leader.
You might want to change the word on the Rice Krispies thing, but.
Well, if we don't have no Rice Krispies.
Pavarotti.
Bavarotti.
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 Bavarotti. Bavarotti.
You guys are stupid. You think you can sing Ave Maria?
No, that's not opera, is it?
No.
No, that's,
no. That's what? Latin.
Yeah, it's church hymn thing kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, Pavarotti sang it, so I mean, that's a, he's about as opera as it gets.
Well, that's just because he sang the song doesn't mean it's an opera song.
Good point. What do you think of that?
He sang it.
Opera singer can sing other stuff.
I'm looking at you, though.
You are looking at me.
Pavarotti.
What else you got? Anything else to talk about? See, you're pissed off at the vice president.
Down on Big Joe.
The town is a shambles. You can't get anywhere.
I can get anywhere I want except, no. except Mike Walter's house.
They just closed it like all of a sudden. Just said, that's it.
You're well, go this do you way. Think they should just close it every, just like a little bit of it over a week's time?
Why do they store the stuff in the monument grass?
Yeah, kill the grass. I didn't like that part.
Why would you do that?
What happened? Kill
the
grass.
Yeah, they got all kinds of concrete and stuff piled in the... In the whatever corner that is,
north, stupid ain't it?
North, be dead. Northwest dead grass corner. Look bad.
Yeah,
and we're going to have that thing. It's going to be so beautiful. Mm-hmm. We got the new lights. You see those things? How beautiful is that going to be?
It's going to be tremendous. Yep.
Just don't except go in the northwest corner.
It's got dead grass but all over the corner.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't like that, but it is technically the right of way, so they can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's right away there's 38 other places they could put that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
You got to talk to your broadcast partner on that one.
Who? Calpe?
Calpe. Yeah. The mayor.
He is the mayor.
Mayor, fix your town. What's going on?
We need it done. We got to get that done. We got to get the main 8119 done.
Yep.
And that's still a couple of years
away. We need houses. God dang it.
Yes.
We're going to get some.
Where?
Fort Tulo, hopefully.
You got something? Uh-oh. What's that?
Hey, they're digging up the graveyard and it out west of town, and they're gonna put houses in there.
There you go.
No, I did that.
No, this guy's got something, yep. And he ain't sharing, and that's making me mad.
No.
See, that makes me mad.
You'll be okay. Mm. He can tell you off the air.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in tonight.
He was already here.
Here's a little bit of information for you.
Bring it on.
I know you're not a big fan of wrestling, but Captain Kirk is going to be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Shatner's going to be in?
He
just turned 90.
He had three appearances in wrestling of all time.
WrestleMania?
And yet that puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Good.
Not when you have other guys that, you know...
You know how many people probably turned in because that guy did that and has promoted wrestling?
It's big.
Mm? He is Captain Kirk.
Yeah, but no.
You're out?
No, I'm out on that one.
No?
Okay, write that down, would you? Rocker?
One out.
Captain Kirk, one Hall out. Of Fame.
Captain Kirk, you're out.
Yeah. He's out. What else are you ranting about?
Well, let's see. That's pretty much how I hit every...
Yep. You're grouchy. The older you get, the grouchier you get. You're like Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill's the same way.
Oh, I'm better looking than Bill.
Bill Grouchy. By the way, Bill.
Yes.
Had kind of a neat Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's got a new...
Son-in-law
coming on.
Yeah, Lauren got engaged.
Oh,
Lauren
got engaged. Yeah, can't think of the guy's name, but
Caleb Dunn.
It's a C. Great guy. It was a C. He is. I like that guy.
Absolutely great guy.
I've met him a couple times. I like him a lot.
Lauren's a sweetheart, and she deserves the best.
And she got a good one there, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else you got?
I'm with you guys. Are you ready to head out?
Well, I'll tell you what I got.
What you got?
I got something big.
All right.
Today is our last night of work at Cooper's for the week.
Oh,
right.
Off Thursday and Friday?
Oh, my.
We don't work Friday. So, technically, today is our Thursday because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh.
So, we're going to go out and take the boys out some food and, enjoy Easter, and we're going to get the hell out of here early, and then we're going to enjoy
I do got one question for
here
you.
We go. Uh-oh. Jesus, I was about out of here. Mm-hmm. What you got?
Well, technically, you're not completely off, though, are you?
Why?
I mean, in case something were to, the houses would to...
burn down?
Well, not burn down, but, have, problems. Would they call you in, or...
Only if they're taking turkeys out.
Chickens. I hope not, but I'm a team player, and if they need me, I'll be there. Yep. Just like Fort Recovery Radio, Bubba and Fee Show.
Absolutely.
Yep. If we need some air filled, we go to Rocker.
We get Rock.
But, yeah, I'm the comic relief.
You are the comic relief. Hastings Auto needs somebody set in there to answer the phone.
Bingo.
Rocker.
Portsy.
He did.
Yeah, he's not answering the phone right now.
How's business going? I was up there the other day, and there was 4,000 people in there.
There's a lot of busy this week. Everybody's trying to get her done for Easter.
And, you know,
everybody's got their stimulus.
We keep giving Harold all kinds of crap about how few cars he has. Went by Rhino's the other day. They have 10 cars.
Mm-hmm. Really?
10 cars at Rhino's.
People are buying them now. These used car dealers are just buying people. Come in, bring your car, we'll buy it.
Because they can maybe pay what the thing is supposed to be worth instead of what it costs at the sale. Because they're bringing retail, above retail, at the sale for the dealers.
Great.
And they have to try to resell it to somebody. You know,
make a couple thousand.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Harold.
Yes, sir?
What, I mean, back then it's probably very small, but what is, let's say, the depreciation level today compared to, let's say...
Depends on the car.
It depends a lot on the car.
Does that fluctuate?
Trucks don't. They don't depreciate very much. No. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What's the worst... car
used to be.
He doesn't know because he doesn't buy them.
I got it.
He ain't buying them if they got bad resale. Nobody wants them.
No. Hard town.
Why you got all those bracelets on?
I'm trying to be trendy, I guess.
It's trendy.
You heard about it's trendy.
So what are they about? They all somebody strong?
One's Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rachel Rue?
Rachel Rue?
Yeah, one.
That's been either her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this would be 10, 11, 13 years ago for the actual accident.
Wow, that's a while.
And this one was for some little girl that had some kind of disease. Not sure she's still with us. And this one came from...
But you're still rooting for her.
And this
Absolutely.
One...
Absolutely.
And this one come from Neil's old buddy... Mr. Bruiser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bruiser. So what's his cause there?
Philippians 4:13.
Philippians.
That's Christ stuff. I mean,
Philippians 4:13.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Easter.
Happy Easter.
You going to eat any Easter eggs?
Good old happy hoppy day.
Hey, you eat eggs?
I like the jelly bellies.
Jelly bellies?
I hate jelly beans. You like jelly beans?
I like nerd jelly beans.
Really?
Nerd?
They're awesome.
No, I want some eggs. Boil me a couple eggs.
Boiled eggs. I used to eat them white up.
I love boiled eggs.
A little salt.
My dad, oh yeah.
Dump that salt on there. Daddy did them things. Wide open.
The old guys were so great.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous. Yeah. Was Neil Spencer a boiled egg eater?
No, I do not eat eggs.
Your dad, Neil.
I'm Neil, yeah.
What was your dad's name?
Neil.
Did he eat boiled eggs?
Probably. I don't know.
Bingo.
We were just talking about our dads, how they used to eat boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs.
I was looking at Philippians 4:13.
All right.
Thanks for listening, folks. Turn in next week.
Next week. Bye-bye. Big show. Boom. All right.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.